This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Vastula with the news. The headlines first. Jane Purnima, Kwati Puni and 18th National Information Day being celebrated throughout the country today by organizing various programs. Heavy rainfall triggers landslides, 4 dead in Bajhang and 3 family members die in Jajarkot. And UN warns of unacceptable level of violence against aid workers. Now the news in detail. The Jane Purnima festival is being celebrated across the country today. On the occasion of Jane Purnima, the Tagadharis or men and boys who wear the Jane, the sacred thread around their bodies from the left shoulder to right, change the thread today after having a haircut and a bath. According to the tradition, Hindus receive the Raksha Bandhan thread which is tied around the wrist as an amulet. The yellow thread is purified through the chanting of mantras by Brahmin priests as a symbol of protection from fear and disease. The occasion is also observed as Guni Puni or Kwati Puni by the Newar community, in which Kwati, a soup prepared from 9 different beans, is a special delicacy. Similarly, in the Tarai region, there is a tradition in which sisters tie an attractive rakhi around the wrist of their brothers, wishing them long life and prosperity. The 18th National Information Day is being celebrated throughout the country today by organizing various programs. The day commemorates the occasion of the enforcement of the Right to Information Act 2064, which ensures the constitutional right to every citizen to seek and get information. In a message of best wishes on the occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli asserted that it was crucial for citizens to have an easy access to public information and state affairs so that democracy would be institutionally developed and good governance promoted. Prime Minister Oli expressed the confidence that the flow of right information would boost citizen participation in governance system and give legitimacy to the system. 4 people were killed in a landslide that occurred at Tumeda village in Bengal Municipality 10 of Bajhang district. Assistant Chief District Officer Satyakumari Joshi informed that 4 people were killed when a landslide buried their house last night, while other 6 have been rescued alive. The bodies buried in the landslide were retrieved in the morning with the help of a team of locals and police. Similarly, 3 members of a family were killed in a landslide at Majgao of Nalgarh Municipality 2 in Jajarkot this morning. Mayor of Nalgarh Municipality, Dambar Rawat, said that they were staying in a temporary shelter constructed for the earthquake victims which got collapsed. The Ministry of Health and Population has said Nepal falls under the risk of infection of monkeypox, mpox. According to Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki, the infection is spreading rapidly in neighboring India, and in this context, Nepal is also vulnerable to it. Last year, a 60-year-old foreigner female was diagnosed with the mpox virus in Nepal. The Ministry has already consulted with the experts concerned regarding preparations required for its prevention. Dr. Budathoki said that the health desk being based along the air and land borders, transits and the federal, provincial and local levels have also been instructed to remain vigilant to the infection risk and take measures accordingly. The ministry has designated hospitals and doctors in all 7 provinces for the prevention and management of the infection. For the past few days, the African country Congo has been battling with clade 1B variant of monkeypox, which is considered to be deadly. Since January this year, 548 people have died due to the infection. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared a health emergency over the spread of the virus. The ministry has hoped for a high level of cooperation from the civic level in terms of adopting health protocols to prevent the risk, which is, as the ministry said, possible if the civic are ready for that. The Bharatpur-based BP Kerala Memorial Cancer Hospital has started providing CT scan service in extra time. With this, patients do not need to wait for the CT scan service at the hospital. Before this, patients had to wait for a week to access the service from the hospital that has been daily undertaking 60 to 70 CT scans of the patients. Chief of the hospital's radiology department, Dr. Neetu Sharma, said that compulsion to wait for the turn has been ended when two vacant positions of radiologist got filled and mobilized for providing service in extra time. Dr. Sharma added that after new management in place, the two vacant posts were fulfilled and 12 hours of service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. has begun. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The United Nations on Monday condemned the unacceptable level of violence becoming commonplace against humanitarian workers, a record of 280 of whom were killed worldwide in 2023. According to Agence France-Presse, it warned that the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza is potentially fueling even higher numbers of such deaths this year. Acting Director of the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Joyce Musa, said in a statement that the normalization of violence against aid workers and the lack of accountability are unacceptable, unconscionable and enormously harmful for aid operations everywhere. In all the conflicts, most of the deaths are among local staff. Ukraine says it has destroyed a second strategic bridge in a week as it continues its incursion into Russia's Kursk region. According to BBC, the Ukrainian military on Sunday released aerial footage of the strike of the bridge reported to be over the Seim River in Zavano. Hours later, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said for the first time that the aims of the military incursion into Kursk included the creation of a buffer zone to stop Russian attacks. Ukraine is nearly 2 weeks into its biggest attack on Russian territory since Moscow launched its invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Earlier this week, Ukraine destroyed another bridge over the River Seim near the town of Glotskovo, which was used by the Kremlin to supply its troops. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that now is probably the best, maybe the last opportunity to secure a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. According to BBC, Blinken made his comments in a meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on Monday during his ninth trip to the region since the war began in October. The U.S. has expressed optimism about a deal since talks resumed in Doha last week, but Hamas says suggestions of progress are an illusion with differences said to include whether Israeli troops will be required to withdraw fully from the Gaza Strip as Hamas insists. Blinken is expected to maintain pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when they meet later on Monday. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim province. There are chances of heavy rainfall at Madhes province and also in one or two places of rest of the provinces. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Janai Purnima, Kwati Puni and 18th National Information Day being celebrated throughout the country today by organizing various programs. Heavy rainfall triggers landslides, 4 dead in Bajang and 3 family members die in Jajarkot. And UN warns of unacceptable level of violence against aid workers. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.